Hello, this is Andrew Gillum, and this is my audio analysis of a reading program. I would like to begin by pointing out that no area of the brain specializes in reading. Reading is not an ability that is encoded into our genetic structure. In the United States, we use a system of recording important information called the alphabet, which contains 26 characters called letters. Although there are 26 letters, they represent 44 sounds, creating the need for rules and exceptions for many of the letters. 50% of learners transfer from oral language to reading without too much difficulty. However, 20 to 30% of learners will never be more cognitively challenged than learning to read. The process of reading requires three neural systems. Visual images send information to the visual cortex and then are decoded in angular gyrus, which separates the information into basic sounds and activates the language areas of the brain in the left hemisphere of the temporal lobe, where the audio processing also happens. The frontal lobe processes the information to provide meaning. Visual processing, auditory processing, and understanding are the functions your brain must complete simultaneously to become a fluent reader. As the student learns to read, the following skills are developed: phonological awareness, recognizing that language can be divided into smaller components, phonemic awareness, the ability to segment words, alphabetic principle, spoken words are made of letters, phonics, the association of letters and sounds with written symbols, vocabulary, fluency, the ability to read quickly with proper expression, and text comprehension, the ability to identify words and meanings based on context. Students that are pre-exposed to print materials before enrolling at school are more prepared to be successful when learning to read. It is up to the parents to support brain development by being caring and supportive, paying attention and interacting with their children, and providing a rich and learning environment at home. If a student does have a reading problem, it is best to identify it as early as possible because in most cases, the reading problems do not go away. Babies are born with the number of brain cells that they will have forever, but learn to train those brain cells similarly to how muscles grow and mature. Finding the cause of reading problems has been difficult because of the large number of sensory, motor, and cognitive systems involved in reading. Dyslexia is often the diagnosis of children that have the tools and support that is needed to learn but are still unsuccessful. Dyslexia is caused by deficits in the regions of the brain responsible for language and phonological processing, or by problems in non-linguistic areas of the brain. Linguistic causes could include phonological defects, which would be difficulty sounding out the phonemes in their heads, differences in auditory and visual processing speeds, structural differences in the brain, phonological memory deficits, being unable to remember a sequence of words long enough to generate a sentence, genetics and gender. Boys tend to show frustration and then are over-identified as being dyslexic, while girls are more passive and tend to be under-identified. Brain lesions in the word processing area, or word blindness, the inability to read words even though physically they are completely functional. Non-linguistic causes could include the perception of sequential sounds, sound frequency discrimination, detection of target sounds and noise, motor coordination and the cerebellum or ADHD. Children make connections called synapses as they have experiences. These synapses become a basis for how the child thinks. The connections become weaker if they are not used. Although there is not conclusive evidence that learners are able to or unable to learn certain skills at certain ages, there is a window of opportunity that is ideal for learning certain skills and making certain connections. The reading program that I will be analyzing is called Reading Wonders. The program was published by McGraw-Hill in 2017. It is used for the core reading instruction, mostly whole group. In addition to Reading Wonders, reading is done in small groups differentiated by reading level. The electronic component of Reading Wonders enables immediate leveled reteaching and targeted assignments, groups students automatically to recommend individual lessons, reports results at the individual class and district levels, and tracks progress in key literacy, skills, and standards. Each of the areas of emphasis in the program include components of phonemic awareness, phonics, vocabulary, comprehension, and fluency. Each unit focuses on one of these skills. There are also many assessments in the program, including online assessments that are in the same format as our state test, the PARC. The third grade teachers use Reading Wonders almost exclusively as their curriculum. Complementing Reading Wonders, students are routinely assigned vocabulary words, background building video clips, close reading texts, level reading passages, grammar and spelling practice, daily writing, and interactive games and activities are implemented during the day. In regards to my background, familiarity with the program, it is very limited. I have no background teaching reading, but as a math teacher, I do incorporate writing into my daily lessons with an exercise called the whiteboard warm-up. The whiteboard warm-up is a bell ringer that students solve on the whiteboards at their tables. I pick students to present their work based on their whiteboards and try to find at least two methods that students have used to solve the problem with. Students explain their method in front of the class, and we identify important characteristics of their work, and then they're required to submit a response explaining their answer and process on the computer using complete sentences and appropriate punctuation. It is a school goal to incorporate writing in each class daily. The program Reading Wonders is built to close learning gaps and provide appropriate challenges for students at various reading levels. The principal speaks very highly about the success of the program, and there are numerous success stories and testimonials on the Reading Wonders website. Like all programs, the success of the students is heavily based on the utilization of all the benefits and tools that the program has to offer.